When envious comparisonitis strikes in our own heart, have you noticed that it often does so in relation to those skills or areas that are closest to our own heart? These emotions are so toxic that if only we could see them for what they really are, we'd flee them as quickly as we would run from a rattlesnake. Ask the Lord to set us free from every trace of those bites, so that we can bless others as they go about their daily work and ministry. It's impossible to resent someone you're really praying for. So who would the Lord have you pray for in such ways? An example I've often shared concerns F.B. Meyer, who was one of the most popular conference speakers of his time. The time came when his followers flocked to listen to a new, young preacher. And any minister feels the loss of being superseded. But instead of succumbing to disappointment and even resentment, Meyer resolved to spend as much of his spare time as he could praying for the success of the other man's ministry. I can think of no better way to overcome the power of envy or to respond to changing roles and situations which Patmos invariably brings with it. And that man's name was Campbell Morgan, and I believe that we can perhaps attribute a lot of his success in the Lord to the fact that Meyer was so gracious in passing on the baton to him.